Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
His name and he appears. I believe in Joe Hendry. I believe in Joe Hendry. Cause they love him in London and Paris and Tokyo, America, Scotland and Canada and Mexico. They say I believe in Joe Hendry. I believe in Joe Hendry.
I believe in Joe Hendry. Joe Hendry, the reigning Impact Wrestling Digital Media Champions with us. How are you, Joe?
I'm doing very well, thanks, Tom. Doing very well.
Behind the curtain, we recorded this last night, and you were very complimentary of the interview, which
yeah, I won't be today. I won't be today.
Just getting rinsed for it. So we had a lovely chat.
Yeah, and I was putting you over. No one will ever hear it. And it will never happen again.
But you know what? I heard it in my heart, and that's all that matters.
That's it.
That matters. So thank you for coming back and having another chat with us.
That's all right. I was going to say, for those on your Patreon who get the video, apologies for that. I've just realized if you just clicked on this, you won't know what that is behind me. That is my dog surveying the land with his head out the window, which he likes to do.
But right, the best thing is that the there's like a light breaking through the curtain, and so it just looks like the dog's head is just a ball of light.
Yeah.
Of its head is just a ball of light.
Yeah.
Beauty of a dog. So welcome. Well, Grommet can join the interview as well. He's very welcome.
Yeah, Grommet, go and sit down. Go and sit nice. There we go.
The other pride and joy of your life that isn't Grommet is the Impact Wrestling Digital Media Championship. What does it mean to you to be holding that title, Joe?
Oh, I love it. It's it was totally unexpected. It was one of these things that I was like thinking would maybe be like a 1 or 2 year thing down the line, you know, and here it is. And it's just for the company to have that faith in me to put me in that position this quick. It's a responsibility I take very seriously. So everything, you know, I'm just going to continue to up my game and everything. I kind of made a promise to myself. There was a time where I didn't really have much of an idea of, you know, if and when I'd be back in, you know, like a major promotion or anything like that. So it was one of these situations where I decided, you know what, regardless, I'm just going to get as good as I can in the ring. I'm going to get as good as I can at my entrances. I'm going to try and improve my physique as much as I can and just try and trust the process that good things will happen. Because, you know, I feel like, I watched, you know, obviously a lot of wrestling television programs. And I think, you know, I think I have something to offer the business. So I just trusted that and just worked hard and it eventually came. You know, that thing they say, the cream rises to the top, like you have to have faith in that in this business. It's a very tough business. But if you just continually improve, then good things will happen. And here we are. So now that this has happened, I now need to take things up another level. There's no rest. I've had 10 flights in 10 days. I've defended the title twice in the last week or so. So I'm looking forward to continuing that. So I love it. I love it.
We'll talk a little bit more about that Digital Media Championship in a short while. It's the theme songs, it's the entrance videos that continue just to capture people's imagination with you, Joe. It's whether you're in the UK, whether you're in the States, and the theme music that you currently have has struck a chord with people. Talk to us a little bit about the creation of your song and the vignettes of Joe Hendry that got us to this point.
So you want to hear something wild? I've had that theme song since 2019.
Ah, kept it hidden away in a shelf somewhere.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I had it in Ring of Honor, but I think it wasn't connected to the gimmick, if you know what I mean. Whereas now it is. So now, say his name and he appears. We actually, like you say, worked that into the vignettes. I'll tell you a little bit about the backstory of the song. I spent about 2 weeks writing this song, and I originally made like a Ring of Honor vignette where I think it's called The Free Agent Is No More. For any real wrestling nerds like myself, if you want to look that up, The Free Agent Is No More. And in that song, it's actually a slowed down version. It's basically a cover that myself and somebody that I work with did of In the Air Tonight, because that was like my first big entrance. So we did like an epic version of it, which you wouldn't really know it was that unless I just told you. And when we were listening back to it, I just thought, oh man, that'd be really cool to have like a guitar riff over the top of that. And then so I started coming up with my own ideas for like a slower guitar riff, and you know, I was thinking, who's good at that? And Queen are very good at that. So I really structured the slower part of the song like We Will Rock You. But it was with the, I really, my favorite wrestling entrance is the Hollywood Rock theme that he debuted at No Way Out against Hogan. That's my favorite wrestling entrance of all time. And I was like, I want something like that. But I also really liked Christian's entrance song, the one where it's like, go. I really liked that one. So I was like, can I just have both? And I was like, wait a second. You want to try and get a song over that has two completely different BPMs and time signatures and chord progressions. That's a lot to fit into 90 seconds. But I was like, no, I have faith. I have belief. I can do it. So I got to work. And for the first section, I had that. And that was going to be the fast bit. The second bit was going to be the second bit. The slow bit, sorry. And I actually modeled it on International Love by Pitbull. And what I used for the first section, believe it or not, when I was in a band and things were going really terribly, we always used to make this joke of like, we should just make music like Pitbull and name a bunch of places. So I came to practice one day with this song where I'm going, London and Paris and Tokyo, where in the world would you like to go? And, you know, so it was just like a joke about like the way Pitbull writes songs. And then unfortunately, when I legitimately try to make good music, it just doesn't turn out very well. Whereas when I make music in jest, it turns out to be, you know, I think we can all agree, a work of art. So I with all those inspirations in mind, made a demo. So recorded the song initially. I went along to a studio in Glasgow, recorded the vocals against my demo, and then I met up with Neil, somebody who I get to produce my stuff and, you know, just make it sound awesome. So we worked on that and produced it together, and it just came out awesome. And it was like, yeah, I think we've got something pretty good here. But now it's caught fire now that I'm an Impact, because it's now, I think before it was like, oh well, you know, he does the entrances and he wrestles and, you know, he's got this cool song and he's got a bunch of things, but they don't all tie together. Whereas it all ties together now because of the character. And the character came about because until a couple of months ago, I had got like another day job alongside my other activities. And I was in a seminar and I'm sitting here and it's all over Zoom. And it's like, I'm sitting here and the guy's going, now, I want you to envision a tree. Think about a tree. Look out your window now. Find the tree. And this guy was just unbearable, right? And there was a guy in the Zoom, and he goes, say your daily affirmations. Say your daily affirmations. And the guy's like, I am wonderful. I am special. He goes, stand up. And he's like, I am wonderful. I am special. He goes, keep going. Louder. And the guy's just like standing for like 3.5 minutes, and I literally, in the interview, I'm surprised I didn't lose the job, I literally went, fuck sake. Like, in the, I don't know if you can swear on this, yeah, but like, I actually recorded it because I was like, I need to keep this for inspiration. And you can hear me just go, fuck sick. So, and I just thought, that's it. That's who I need to be. I need to be this motivational speaker. And then we tied it all in together. I pitched it, and they liked it, and thankfully the audience liked it as well.
So, I mean, in terms of how, like, I was going to ask you about sort of the how hands-on they are creatively with you at Impact Wrestling. So this was an idea that you birthed yourself, and a theme song that you came up with yourself. And then it's just, did Impact add any accoutrement or any bits to it, or were they just happy to let you run?
It's really interesting, actually, because before I really had the viewpoint of, no, it's my way or the highway. It's got to be with my vignettes. I was like, I know what I'm doing with my vignettes. I know what I'm doing with the music. And Impact are the best for that, because they do give a lot of creative freedom, but they have added things to my vignettes that I now understand make sense. And I was like, that does make sense. That makes it clear. Like, so for example, in the vignette, I came at it from a very British humor perspective, so everybody's clapping along, and in the background, for those who are really paying attention, you can see the heart monitor just die. whereas what Impact did is they added the noise of the monitor flatlining. And initially I was like, I wasn't sure, but then I thought to myself, like, well, wrestling is an overt form of entertainment. Do you know what I mean? It is pantomime. It's like, that does actually make a lot of sense. And so there's been a few things like that where it now is start, like, they might, so with the vignettes, they just put a little sound effect on top, and they started, it just really became the icing on the cake. And now it's amazing. It's like a full collaboration where, like, before I've always, like, you know, done, you know, most of the time all my own promos and stuff like that. Whereas now I'm going, right, that I'm realizing that. So for example, they'll tell me, like, they'd give me, like, a huge amount of creative freedom, and that's what I love. But now I'm actually finding myself going to, you know, Robert Evans or Jimmy Jacobs backstage, and, like, me and Robert will sit there, and we will spend, I'm not joking you, across the day, 90 minutes to talk about a 90-second promo. Like, that's how hard we're going in on this. Like, we want this to succeed. Like, but we'll put in that time, like, to get that 90 seconds right. And so it's awesome, because at the start of the day, I've got the promo. I don't really know where it's going, but then me and Robert can have a conversation. And like the one in Vegas, like, one which I think went really well, like, it just took us like a couple of minutes, whereas that, I don't know if I'd have got there by myself, you know? So it's like, I'm really finding, like, when me and Robert are writing stuff, it's really, it comes together at, you know, that 90 minute thing. That was more of just a turn of phrase. That's, we will put in that effort, but stuff does happen pretty quick, and the ideas, and we're laughing backstage, and if we're laughing, I kind of feel like the audience will laugh, you know. And it's just been, I've loved every second of it. It's the dream job, dream company.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
You've got Robert backing you, you've got Jimmy Jacobs backing you, and I know that you, in our when we previously spoke, I know you said that Scott D'Amore has had an eye on you, it seems like, for a long time.
Yeah, well, he had said so, and Tommy Dreamer's another one as well. And Tommy is like super honest with his feedback as well, which is great because it cuts right to the chase. And you know, again, Tommy's amazing at a lot of the things that I need to work on. So it's so good. I feel like I've got experts in every area that I need feedback. Whereas like, and Scott will see the, when he comes in with feedback, it'll be, he'll see the product as like a whole. And so that's even another perspective. And then, whereas like a lot of the feedback I'm getting might be specifically about my segment, whereas like when I get feedback from Scott, I can see how it fits into the overall television product. And then like after that, you know, the other week I sat down with Chris Sabin and Alex Shelley to talk about my moveset and how things would be structured. And it's like, you know, that's just like a ridiculous, it's like, you know, it's a ridiculous level of expertise that are around you at all times, you know? So I love that. And everybody's approachable and everybody wants to help. And, you know, like it was Chris Sabin said to me, we were trying to, you know, it's cool because Tommy gave me a bit of feedback about something I could do to maybe improve certain points in my matches. Then I kind of went to Chris Sabin and says, so what moves do you think I could actually structure in this way? And he was like, you should do that Norman Smiley slam. And I look at it and I'm like, hell yeah. So now I've started doing that. And it's like, again, it's just a body slam, but the way he does it, it's like it adds flair to it and it completely works in my character, you know? So it's like just having that level of expertise is awesome. But yeah, like you say, Scott, the reason I'm at Impact is because a couple of years ago, and it was before Josh Alexander and Moose had been world champions, but he was asked in an interview, who do you think could be a future Impact world champion? And he said Moose, he said Josh Alexander, and he said my name. So I was like, damn. And I was like, well, if management see me that way, they're probably going to give me a chance to take the ball and run with it. And they have. And I think what's really cool is that I'm clearly like, I personally think I'm 10, 20, 100 times the wrestler I was in 2018. If you look back at my older Impact stuff, it's like, I feel like I know who I am in the ring now. Like, I feel like my character's solidified. Like, I feel I'm like a much stronger act. But the fact that Scott was able to see that at that time, like, that tells me that they get what I'm doing and they support what I'm doing. And I just couldn't be happier. And the roster as well have been hugely supportive. Like, the roster retweets each other's stuff, and they're a huge part of the reason why what I was doing caught on as well.
So what does your Impact contract look like then? I mean, not physically, but in terms of like, because we love you so much here in the UK, you know, you're a massive part of our wrestling history. Like, are we still going to see
you? I'm still based in the UK, so I can still do UK indies. I'm going to be doing American indies. Like, so for example, in January, our Atlanta and Florida tapings are very close together, so it just makes sense for me to stay over for like the, you know, 10 days or whatever. So I'll be doing a bunch of indies in between then, which I'm really excited about because I've never done the US indies, so that'd be really cool. And that's what I love about Impact as well, is you can go out and you can still, you know, forgive the pun, make an impact on the independent scene. So I will still be here in the UK. I will be doing select indies. I will be doing indies that either have very strong production. So for example, like a very passionate fan base, they film the show very well. Like, so, you know, for example, like Discovery Wrestling and North Wrestling, and you know, I'll miss somebody out, so I'm just going to stop there. But like, but yeah, I'm not doing a huge amount of dates. So either they have those attributes or they give me a briefcase of money. So one of those. I will gladly accept a briefcase of money.
North Wrestling, somewhere I have a very special place in my heart. We're seeing you Friday at Anarchy Brewery in Newcastle. I get the honor of announcing you to the ring once again and calling your match as well. And I do believe that you and I spoke about this, and we're going to call a little audible
on your
match this Friday, aren't we, Jay? Yes. Let's have it. Let's do it.
I will be defending the Impact Wrestling Digital Media Championship for what I believe might be the first time in the UK, unless, I don't know if Cardona did in the UK when he was last here. He might well have done, but you know, we'll just focus on mine.
Well, it's your first defense.
Yeah, exactly. It's my first. That's exactly. So yeah, I just defended it in Poland. That was awesome. And yeah, so now taking it to North Wrestling on Friday. So looking forward to it.
So a quick note for Andrew Bowers: Joe Hendry has agreed. And is Scott DeMore all right with this, by the way?
He is. I did ask.
Okay. Okay. That's fine.
He's cool with it.
That's cool.
Let's not get me fired. Yeah.
But You have heard it here. Joe Hendry will defend the Impact Wrestling Digital Media Championship this Friday in Newcastle at Anarchy Brewery. If you're not there, then you'll be able to watch it back on with premieres on IWTV. But Joe, it's going to be exciting to have you there. But there is other stuff happening around the world of Impact Wrestling.
Fans around the world can now watch Impact Wrestling shows, specials, and more on DAZN, a global platform that will bring all the in-ring action to viewers in 170 plus countries, including Ireland, France, Italy, Japan, Brazil, more, and the UK. So you can now watch Joe Hendry on DAZN.
Amazing. And that's the one thing why we what's great is over here that we've got access to Impact Plus, Impact Insiders, we can watch stuff on Fight. But I know that DAZN is in a lot more homes here in the UK now, which means that Impact Wrestling and the digital media champion Joe Hendry will be as well by proxy.
Absolutely. No, it's huge. Like, I'm so excited for the company, like, and I'm honored to be a part of it. And, you know, whatever I can do to do my bit to help elevate the company, like, I'm very excited about being able to do that. So I'm loving the opportunity, and I'm ready to go. And this is huge news for the company. The more I believe our product is the best wrestling product on television, and I want more people to see it. So this is very exciting for me.
And we're starting 2023 big with Hard to Kill, aren't we?
We are with Hard to Kill, January 13th in Atlanta, Georgia. So folks, this is an iconic venue. This is where Flair used to defend the NWA and WCW title. It's an iconic venue. It's going to be amazing. I can't wait for it. So we got that on the 13th. We got the Fallout on the 14th. And that's going to be huge. We're in Florida, Kissimmee, Florida on January 20th and 21st. And then we got No Surrender on February 24th. But we'll plug that. We'll plug that then. We'll focus on Hard to Kill and the Fallout now. So yeah, make sure you grab that. It's on pay-per-view. If you want to go live, just go to Ticketmaster.com.
What would you like for Joe Hendry heading into 2023, looking ahead to the new year? What would you like to see Joe Hendry do as part of Impact Wrestling and beyond?
I didn't know if you were asking me that.
I'm asking you a third person style.
Oh, right. I like it. Yeah, I like it. What would I like to see Joe Hendry doing in the next year? Well, like I say, I've spent a lot of my career going like, I will win this title by this time, or I will main event this, or I will do that, whereas I just don't do that anymore. Like, all I do is go, I'm going to become the absolute best version of myself. I'm going to get better and trust that good things are going to happen. And the moment I changed my attitude towards that, that's when my wrestling career just went... You know, so I feel like that really works for me. What I will say, the next step for me is to take the buzz that we've got and prove that I can go toe to toe with a main event player in Impact Wrestling. So I think you're going to get to see that very soon as well, I shall say.
It's going to be a big 2023. Say his name and he appears. Joe Hendry, thank you for joining us on Cultaholic, sir. We got there in the end.
Thank you.
This time I'll press record. I'm joking.
I see it. Yeah, I see the recording.
Wave your hands from side to side and say, oh, I believe in Joe Hendry. Joe Hendry is so prestigious. Wave your hands from side to side and say, oh, I believe in Joe Hendry.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.